magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, May 13th, 2019, post-Mother's Day. I hope all you guys did the right thing and treated your wife out. Those of you that have mothers throughout the area or out of state, you contacted them by phone or mail or treated them to a nice evening or a good weekend or will do something very soon. Otherwise, you might be in the doghouse. But happy Mother's Day, moms. We couldn't make it without you. We wouldn't be here without you, so we appreciate you, and thanks for serving and giving of yourself and being used of God. So on this Memorization Monday, I have another special guest to introduce you to. In fact, Ken Cuffey, Dr. Ken Cuffey with the Urbana Theological Seminary. I haven't had you on, and it's been a few years, right?
It's been a little bit, yeah.
It's been a while, but God has used you in my life in a number of ways. We've had similar circumstances and situations in our life. We've been friends, I don't know, many years,
yes,
it seems.
Back 25, easily.
And it's been great. You got here a little earlier. We got to pray up the program, and I got to get caught up a little bit. But how about for our listeners that maybe are unfamiliar with the Urbana Theological Seminary or know about the seminary but don't know that there's some exciting things going on come June? How about giving us a little update about the seminary and what God's doing in your life?
Okay, gladly. Urbana Theological Seminary has been here since 2003, and we offer training to strengthen the believer, to strengthen the church. We come alongside the Church of Jesus Christ here in Central Illinois and offer training for ministry, offer training for understanding God and His Word. And I'm privileged to be able to be part of that and to be one of the people who teaches there. The seminary trains people certainly for ministry, but it trains people broadly around the church. All kinds of community people come in. You do not have to be a pastor or going to be a pastor or a missionary or anything like that to benefit from this. So very foundational questions about what does God's Word say and how does it fit together? Who is the Lord and how do we relate to Him to help you go deeper and ground you better? We say that our goal is to help people get to love God more profoundly, know His Word more deeply, and serve Him more effectively.
Yeah, I have a number of friends that have attended that aren't pastors, that are the laity, the lay people, and they've just loved the Bible education they've received, the friendships they've made, friendships with the faculty, the staff. I guess you guys are very engaged and involved and helpful, and I've just heard so many wonderful things. So we'll talk a little more about that near the end of the program, because I know in June you have a number of offerings, if you will, different classes that people can take, and we're going to talk a little about that special Ancient Israel in Chicago on June 8th. So stay with us for the next 20 or so minutes so we can continue to share about how God is using the Urbana Theological Seminary. And like you mentioned, not just even East Central Illinois, but I know some people drive in from Indiana or from outside the greater Champaign-Urbana area because of all your various offerings. So we'll talk a little more about that. But on this Memorization Monday, if you've tuned in for the last 12 weeks, you've heard us share a new verse each and every week out of our book titled 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan. And in a few minutes here, Ken will do a special reading, a two-page reading on chapter 13. So we're going to be looking at Deuteronomy 6:6, which says, "These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts." The commandments, speaking and referencing about God's Word, that these commandments that are being given, that's when basically God was giving to Moses the Ten Commandments that we should have on our hearts, on our minds. You've heard many of the speakers talk about the importance of saturating our minds and hearts with God's Word, having it influence our decision-making. You know, even as we read God's Word, it can influence our personality, what's going to go on in our mind and heart that very day. So we'll be looking at Deuteronomy 6:6, which says again, "These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts." So what do you think about when a commandment is put on your heart, Ken? Is that something like part of the seminary training is to get God's Word into their hearts? And what's it mean into our hearts? My heart is a beating part of me. What does it mean to put something into my heart?
Well, in the Bible, we're a whole. Everybody is an entity and we're a unity. as a person. And so we have a heart, which is describing our emotions. Mm-hmm. It describes our volition, our decisions. We also have a mind that helps us understand. And the two aren't in conflict by any means. The two go together. And so seminary training does bring God's word to your heart. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's truncated if it doesn't get there.
Right.
And, you follow through.
Yeah. So you get the cognitive thinking, and yet the heart is the emotions, and you put them both together so you can, very good. Well, how about doing a little reading? It's page 72 in our book, 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart. And if I jump in once in a while, I might say, hey, clarify that, or what do you think the author means by that? Or I don't know. It's been a few years, but I'm known as the derailer. So you might be in the midst of reading. I'm like, wait, stop, do that again. What do you think? Divide that for us. So this is page 72.
Awesome. We'll pick up with what Robert Morgan says here on 72. I've been alarmed by a recent series of surveys showing the rapidity of spiritual decline in the Western world. Only 35% of American congregations now describe themselves as spiritually vital and alive. Southern Baptists say that if current trends continue in their denomination, their churches will be reduced in half by 2050. In England, the Anglicans expect to decline by 90% by 2050. Other surveys have found the percentage of people claiming no religion has risen in every state in America, and the number of Americans who claim to be Christians is rapidly decreasing. Headlines warn of the, quote, coming collapse of evangelical Christianity in America.
Now, let me jump in here. Not if you attend the Urbana Theological Seminary upcoming sessions. We're going to talk about that coming this June. Be sure to sign up. But, yeah, that's, I think, one of the things that people can do to stay active and involved and engaged is reading God's Word, taking seminary courses, obviously attending Sunday school and being involved in a local body of believers. But that seminary training is kind of key to keep them alert and refreshed and educated and trained.
Yeah, exactly. God will preserve His church, and it's a matter of us cooperating so it flourishes.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
The most alarming statistics involve teenagers and young adults. Masses of them are leaving the church after high school, and only a percentage of them return in a regular, sustained way. I believe Deuteronomy 6:4-9 is the most vital parenting passage in the Bible. If followed, it has the power to reverse those statistics. This passage gives three golden rules for rearing children. One, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and strength. The single most powerful influence in a child's life is his or her parents' visible, passionate love for the Lord Jesus Christ. Deuteronomy 6:4-5. 2. His word must be on your heart. We must love God's word and read it daily. It's more important than newspapers, newscasts, sports, or hobbies. Our children should see us poring over God's word every morning or evening. Deuteronomy 6:6. 3. We must share with our children spontaneously and naturally any verses God gives us. Speak about them when we sit at home, drive down the road, lie down at night, and get up in the morning. When the natural conversations of the home are sprinkled with God's word, it's like constantly planting seeds in the fertile hearts of our youngsters. Deuteronomy 6:7-9. Then Morgan's memory tip. I have friends who call this passage D6. They want churches to become D6 churches and parents D6 parents when it comes to sharing God's word with their children. If you get this letter number coded in your mind, D6, you'll never have any trouble locating this vital passage in the Bible.
And in case you just tuned in, you're like, D6, what's he talking about? Deuteronomy 6:6, which states, "These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts."
Then he closes off with a quote from Ruth Bell Graham. Each morning when I went downstairs to breakfast, my father, a busy missionary surgeon, would be sitting reading his Bible. At night, her work behind her, my mother would be doing the same. Anything that could so capture the interest and devotion of those I admired the most, I reasoned, must be worth investigating. So at an early age, I began reading my Bible and found it to be, in the words of the old Scotsman, Sweet Pasturage, Ruth Belgram.
Oh, that's excellent. Now, he refers to, we're studying today and this week, Deuteronomy 6:6, but he references some of Deuteronomy 6:7 and before that, because next week will be Deuteronomy 6:7. Impress these on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. And I almost was going to have you combine both these verses because they're, you know, the context, but we're doing one a week, so we're going to save that for a special guest next week. But these commandments that I give you today to be upon your heart, obviously through this tip, there's one way of modeling them to our children, talking about them, reading them, memorizing them, thinking about them. I know you raised four children. Did you have a devotional practice, or from time to time, was there a memory verse that was shared maybe at supper time? Some people have those little trays where they pull out a verse and share it or do a devotional reading. But do you feel like your children got to get God's word into their hearts on occasion?
Oh, yes. And it changed as they grew. Mm-hmm. And the nature of that devotional was different depending on the ages. I mean, it went from showing them pictures of Bible stories and telling the Bible story when they're very little. And
now, these pictures, were these the old flanograms? Do you go back far enough to those?
No, I used the Abeka series of pictures that actually are very colorful. They're nice paintings, basically, that they put together. So they're very vivid. So those were great to show the kids and give them a sort of a 3D conceptualization of this is real and this is what God was doing here. As they get older, then you go more to text and you also respond to questions and discussing text and issues and so on, issues they see around them. You integrate it all in.
Yeah, I guess as they mature, they want to have more points of application, or what does it mean for me in high school, or what does it mean now for me in college, or as a young married or something. So, yeah, God's word, that's one of the unique things. It's timeless, so it applies in every circumstances, but maybe the methods or means to share it would vary according to the age appropriate. Oh, interesting. Now, do you have a personal favorite verse, something that you go to, or are you like a lot of people? It's whatever verse God has on my heart at the time that I'm studying.
Yeah, often that changes with the time. This passage is one of my favorites. I've loved this for years. I memorized it a while ago and have kept thinking about it. When I'm exercising, I'll often run through passages in my mind. And I just love the sequencing, starting with the, you know, the very basic, the Lord's the only one, He's God, and you give everything to loving Him.
And this is the early part of chapter 6.
6:4-5. Okay. And then it picks up after love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength. It picks up the heart. The commandments, these words are going to be on your heart.
Okay.
It just draws that right through. And then you make sure they're on your family's heart, too, as we go into 7 following. But that's for next time.
Yeah, no, but that's very good. That's kind of like, I've talked about this in the past, the Hebrew prayer or the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, it's always like the plurality. It's just not my Father, and give us. So generally, in many Jewish friends that I have, they think, don't just pray for a job that you need, pray for all those that need jobs. So there's that concept of more than just me, it's about us. And I like where you're sharing, you know, it's just not about putting God's word in my heart. Your next thing was in the heart of my children. And so it's beyond ourselves, it's others too.
And contrary to what many people think about the Old Testament, look how relational it is.
Yeah.
What are the words? The words establish a covenant connection between us and God, and then it's all about how it plays out in our loving Him, which is very relational, obviously, and then the children and passing it along. So it's all interconnected.
Deuteronomy 6:6. I'll say it again because it's our memory verse and it's an easier one. It's only, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. It's only about a dozen words or less. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. So let's keep that in mind all week long as we read God's word, as we think about specifically Deuteronomy 6:6. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Deuteronomy 6:6. A good navigator always starts with the reference, does the verse, and then ends with the reference. So that's what I've been trained to do for many years. Well, thank you, Ken, for sharing on that. And how about we transition listen into some of these courses that people can take at the Urbana Seminary.
Yeah.
I know that's coming up in June. In fact, if you look at the May edition of the Prime Life Times on the back section of A, and it's A16, you'll see a colorful ad. This summer, deepen your faith. Urbana Theological Seminary, summer classes for audit or credit starting in June. And then they give the phone number, 217-365-9005. And we'll mention that number again at the end of the program, but 217-365-9005. Or you can find out more at urbanatheologicalseminary.org, urbanatheologicalseminary.org. But I have a little flyer here, your summer 2019 course schedule. Can you give us some highlights on what's going on, how people can get involved? And I like the fact that you don't have to necessarily be going for a seminary degree. You could be a lay person. You could just be somebody that wants to know more about, say, Mary Magdalene or George MacDonald, or what is the Gospels all about, or just want a better understanding of the Bible through some of your coursework.
Yeah, this is a really exciting slate of classes we've got coming this summer, and I think it's a really great set of offerings for people who haven't sampled anything with us actually to come in and sort of feel the waters.
Get their feet wet and see what it's like.
In the summer, we tend to offer electives and fewer credit courses so that they're a little easier to bite off, too. And I'm excited about all four of them. We've got What is the Gospel? Dr. Peter Spicala is going to be teaching a course that examines what does it mean? We all say the gospel. We believe the gospel of Jesus. You need it to be saved. What does that actually mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the good news, but what does it include? So it's going to be a course devoted to looking at what is dark, the end, what's included, mm-hmm. where does it go, and what does it imply for me in my own daily life? Dr. Melody Green's going to be teaching an introduction to the writings of George MacDonald, who, if you don't know, he's an author from the 19th century who is hugely influential in the formation of C.S. Lewis as he came to faith.
And so I'm somebody that's interested, you know, I like C.S. Lewis. I've heard George MacDonald referenced or some, so I'm going to come to this course. What's it going to be like? So we'll read, like, some of his works, his articles, mm-hmm. his essays, and then there'll be class discussion.
Yeah, he wrote in a whole bunch of different veins. Okay. He's got essays about pastoral issues, about church questions, but he also wrote fantasy. He wrote fiction. That's one way he was impacting C.S. Lewis, mm-hmm. was it influenced the way C.S. Lewis would write things like Narnia and Perelandra and so on.
Okay. And what's unique, and you can find out all the specifics, is some of these classes are held at different locations. So
correct.
If people say, now, where is the Urbana Theological Seminary? Don't they meet at University Baptist? Yes, that's true. That's like where the offices are and such.
The library.
Yeah. But some of these courses are at area churches, various locations.
Exactly. Then we've got Mary Magdalene, a course just about Mary Magdalene, because Mary Magdalene is one controversial woman. I'm going to start off the beginning section of the course by teaching the New Testament passages and the archaeological background of Magdala, where her hometown, and what do we know about her based on what's been dug up at Magdala. So we're going to look at the New Testament data and evidence. Then Andy Blaski, Dr. Blaski, is a church historian, and he's going to look at how Mary Magdalene was treated by the church through the next 20 centuries. And the reality is, a lot of people made up a lot of things about her because there's blanks, there's a mysteriousness about her appearance. She's clearly very important in the circle around Jesus, but people aren't sure how to define it. And so people make up stuff.
Well, and probably, very possibly, poorly influenced by the Da Vinci Code or Hollywood
recently,
renderings of she had a love affair with Jesus.
Yes.
And it's like, gosh, Hollywood.
Exactly. And then Melody Green is going to be doing art, literature, fiction, and movie. So there's three sections to the course that track her from the Bible through the church's use and understanding of her to how modern creative drama and fiction and so on has treated her.
Wow.
So that should be a fascinating class.
And a typical class would be how many hours and then how lengthy?
Well, for example, Mary Magdalene's going to meet Thursday nights 6 to 9. through June and July. It's going to be 7 Thursdays,
okay.
And it'll be 3 hours on each of those Thursdays.
Okay.
And that's fairly typical. A lot of them are on a similar schedule, 6 to 8:30 for What is the Gospel, starting June 4th. The other class is the one on the Sermon on the Mount, Echoes of Jesus, taught by our other church historian, Dr. Joe Thomas.
Great guy.
Yes. Yeah. He's going to be looking at how three key people in world history, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, Mahatma Gandhi, and Martin Luther King Jr., understood the Sermon on the Mount, because the Sermon on the Mount was hugely influential in each of their lives in different ways.
Right.
So we're going to be reading their treatment of the Sermon on the Mount and comparing it back to the text.
And all three of those individuals were a force for social change.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
Okay, so if your head's spinning like, oh, how can I ascertain all this information and remember it, stop by UrbanaTheologicalSeminary.org. UrbanaTheologicalSeminary.org, or you can always call the seminary at 217-365-9005, 217-365-9005. So highly recommend you getting involved with the Urbana Theological Seminary. And Ken, it's been wonderful watching the seminary grow and expand and get credentialed. And
Well, yeah, we got credentialed or approved by the Illinois Board of Higher Education.
Okay.
Other processes just keep going on in the world of education.
Okay. So got credentialed and received that and expanding and graduating a number of candidates over the years. A number of friends have said they've loved their time there and enjoyed it, and I love that the average layperson can really benefit and be blessed by it, the additional training by a great team that have been established and assembled together, a great bunch of people that love the Lord and model that through their classes and through their expertise. I know a number of these teachers, and Joe Thomas is a great one. Now, will he be a part of your visit up to Chicago? Tell us about that in our closing minute.
He's going to be a part of the Reformation tour that leaves May 20th to go through Europe and track Martin Luther and Calvin and Zwingli and Jan Hus, those guys.
Sure.
The Ancient Israel in Chicago is a one-day event, June 8th, which is a Saturday.
Sure.
We meet up in Chicago on the University of Chicago campus, because at what they call the Oriental Institute, there is a world-class collection of archaeological artifacts from Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Persia, Canaan, and there's a number of them that have very direct correlations with the Old Testament. So we go through their collection in chronological order. We hand out a timeline so everybody can kind of get everything figured out and coordinated, and we walk through and show what's there and how it relates to the Old Testament.
Wow.
It's a lot of fun. And we're there from, it takes about 1 to 4 up in Chicago, and then you can look around, you can go get dinner in Chicago, whatever, afterwards.
Sure. So. You can find out more at the UrbanaTheologicalSeminary.org, UrbanaTheologicalSeminary.org. I know you did this last year, and I see some of the people that attended that are friends, and I remember one talking about how much they enjoyed it, and it was great. Good. So, well, thank you, Ken, for this Memorization Monday and covering with us the new verse we all are going to memorize this week, Deuteronomy 6:6. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Deuteronomy 6:6. And may that be true of all of us as we read God's word, as we think about it, as we let it influence our mind and hearts and our actions, that we truly let it resonate in our hearts so that we can be closer to Him and know of His love. Well, thanks for listening.
Awesome.
Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.
Thanks, Mark.